look different. And that's okay. We're not going to compare them. We don't compare ourselves among each other, but we pray for each other and we care for each other. Right? A lot of hands went up when we have people who experienced the goodness of God. If you're ready to share your experience or a prayer request, you can raise your hand.
I have two separate thoughts that are going through my mind, and I certainly did experience the goodness of God, and it was in a way, Stephen talked this morning about perfection and being perfect, and you know, so, and it's such a beautiful picture of being perfect in Christ, but sometimes we don't feel so perfect, or God maybe shows us that there's an area in your life, and I experienced the goodness of God this week because I was reading in 1 Thessalonians this week, and I read a very short verse, and God spoke to me. It's 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 19. It says, "Do not stifle the Holy Spirit." And I had to come before God in repentance because I know there's a time in my life when I did that. And I know there's different meanings to that, stifling the Spirit, maybe concerning the spiritual gifts. Or maybe it's something that God wants you to do, and you continue to ignore it. And so in that aspect of experiencing the goodness of God by being spanked a little bit, I guess, another aspect is it came to my mind this week is it just seemed like God was speaking to me about having other gods. Do not have any other gods before me. And that's putting it in my own words. But anything that I hold higher than Jesus is a God, and even if it's a good thing, it maybe looks good, but if I hold it higher than really who Jesus is or what Jesus wants from me, and then it becomes a God in my life. So that's something God spoke to me about.
Thank you. Well, we get our thoughts together. What are reasons why we share testimonies?
This doesn't answer that, but I guess when I was in my early 40s, I came to the realization that a lot of my life had been lived wanting to be perfect. And this topic of perfection this morning really hit me because there was so many years where I tried, there was a lot of effort put into me being perfect. I couldn't be wrong. And it was so freeing. This week I've been listening to Narnia, the stories of Narnia. And when, in the last battle, when the children walked through that door, it was fearful on the one side, and the other side there was so much freedom. And when I realized that Jesus made me perfect, it made all the difference. It gave me so much freedom, and yet there's a lot of surrender that goes into that each day.
Thank you. Why do we share our testimonies? I have down, it boosts our faith. It encourages us. It shows us his mercy. Any other reasons? I'm about at the end of my note, so either we're going to have a long service or a short one.
this is more of a praise report, an exciting experience that our extended family has experienced. And I'll just give you a little bit of a background. So it'd be Rochelle's brother and his wife. They're in the stages of raising a family. They got pregnant. They went for a first ultrasound, and the doctor said, oh my, this little being has some issues. The stomach and the feeding tube, and it was quite concerning. Obviously, that's very disheartening for, obviously, the parents and, you know, anybody, their friends. So they came home and they shared that with us, and I know a lot of you don't know them, but those of us who did, we spent a lot of time praying, a lot of time praying. And they went for the second ultrasound. I don't know. I don't have details. I don't pay attention to those details. But they went for another ultrasound. I'll back up. There was also a cleft lip issue. So 4 to 6 weeks later, they go for another ultrasound. The doctor goes, I can still see the cleft lip, but I can't see anything else. And that's exciting, but me and my human tendency go, he just, you know, either he saw something the first time he didn't see, or this time he's not looking hard enough. And they went for the third ultrasound, and there it was, a healthy baby aside from the cleft lip. And that baby was born on Friday night, a healthy baby, except for the cleft lip.
Amen.
Praise and I mean, Lord. That's, yeah. It's exciting, but it really challenged me. Like, where's my faith in wanting to accept the miracle we were praying for?
Thank you.
Okay. This week I had a phone call that I felt like I should make, and I was dreading it quite a bit. And I prayed about it, and it went really well. And I just kind of saw that as a sign of God's goodness.
Thank you.
God has been good to us this week, and yeah, Kelsey has a verse she wants to share.
Whoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Thank you.
So this week, I had a debate about some scripture verses. Well, just I think it was Thursday or Friday, and we were discussing it and debating it with. I was talking to two different people about it, and at some point the verse came to mind that all scripture is given by God for teaching, and I thought the verse was in Peter. First or Second Peter, I never looked it up. I just told both of them, I told them the scripture is found in Peter. And anyway, we had our debate. And then the next morning, I opened my phone to go to the verse of the day to see what it is. And it was 2 Timothy, verse 16 and 17, which goes, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful for to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. I thought it was pretty cool. Like, I thought it was in Peter, and then the next day God showed me that it's in Timothy. So
you'll remember now that it's in Timothy. You'll remember from now on that it's in Timothy. Good. Thank you. Was anyone in Waterloo last night with the street ministry with through Arise? Have any testimonies from there?
I got to share the gospel with a lady at the park with Arise last night. It was cool. She never gave her life to Jesus, but she came from the church and she was really wrestling with a lot of questions. And so we just got to the point where we just prayed that if God is real, that he would reveal himself to her, and she left, and she said she'll be looking for signs of him. So that's really good, I think.
God does not hide himself from humanity.
Calvin mentioned something about quenching the spirit. I just drove by a gravel pit this morning maybe 7 years, I was in there to pay an invoice, and the spirit put it on me that I should witness to this lady and give her a tract or something, but I didn't want to. So I went home and didn't feel the greatest on the way home, and maybe a couple of weeks or a month later, I was in Katy at the stockyards buying cattle, and this thing came on me so heavy, I just felt I need to go and witness to that lady. And so I just walked out of the ring and got in my vehicle and went down and talked to her, and came back later, and I guess don't know what the auctioneer was thinking, that I come back again after an hour or so, but the lady was quite accepting, and I even explained to her why I wasn't doing my job. It just seemed that it made an openness that maybe it was more for me than for her, I don't know. But I think when God really convicts us that we should witness to someone, he's alongside. It's not that we have to do it on our own or anything like that.
I have a prayer request for myself. I've been
going through a pretty dark time right now, just pretty bad depression for the last number of months. And so, yeah, I could use your prayers.
Let's do that right now. Would I have some ladies for sure, and then you can also have a couple men. Let's just gather around Victoria and pray.
Dear God, I just come before you right now and bring Victoria to you. I just pray that she could see a light at the end of this dark road and just give her peace and direction and, just give her joy and help her to see you in her life right now.
God, I just pray. I want to pray for Victoria right now, as it might be, life might just look dark. And God, I just pray that that your presence would be close to her, God, as she's walking through this valley. Sometimes we can't see where we're going. We just need to put one foot in front of the other. And that she can trust that you're walking with her through this, even though there may be times that you feel so far away and that you don't even care and do you even see her. But God, I just pray that you would direct her back to your word and the promises that you have given to her, and that you will be there, that this pain, this hurt is not in vain. There's a purpose in it all. And we can't understand that now. We may never understand it on this side of heaven. But God, I just pray that she can just cling to that promise that you love her and that you're going to make something beautiful come out of this.
God, thank you for Victoria. And God, I just thank you that Satan can't have her. She is your daughter.
And I thank you that you give perfect peace to those whose mind has stayed on me.
Jesus, I pray for Victoria today, God. I pray that you would come into the darkness with your light, Lord, and just shine your light into her mind. God, I pray that you would protect her from the enemy, Lord, who is trying to wage war in her brain. I pray that you would heal her brain. Pray that you would just walk with her every step of this journey.
Victoria, I believe that as you seek God, continue to press into him, I believe there's complete healing and freedom for you, and you will experience his love in a fresh way this week, and you will experience his mercy poured out on your life. I'd encourage ladies to connect with her this coming week and continue to pour into her. We are not islands. Our journeys look different, but the airport's not alone. You're not empty. While we're here, our journeys will be different, but we're not called to walk them alone. So let's not allow islands to happen. Thank you for sharing.
This week on Tuesday night at the discipleship course that E3 is doing, it was just a really good night for me. Like, I learned some really good things, and they, well, I don't know, the people that were there, it was on deliverance, and they had a practical side of things, and it was just good for me to pray and to walk in deliverance for myself, and then just to see other people, like God moving in other people's hearts and lives as well, was really powerful. And so, that was just a really good night, and yeah, God's goodness was there, and it just really encouraged me then throughout the rest of the week, which was I was really encouraged by that. So I saw God's goodness there.
Just some things that God spoke to me, I guess, in my devotions yesterday. Some things I needed to hear. You are who you are because of me. Let me continue to mold and shape you. Give me time and space. Let it happen in my timing. Don't worry about tomorrow or even later today. And something else was, my purpose is not to successfully reach a goal or a place, but to obey God moment by moment, allowing him to lead me and striving to know him more, not striving to reach some finish line of my own. And this was a quote from the devotional. God is not working toward a particular finish. His purpose is the process itself. So just some things that I needed to hear.
Yeah, so this last year I've been kind of on this, this learning journey, I guess you could say. I feel like saying that you're on a journey is very cliche, but it's kind of what it's been. And I don't know, I felt like I should wait to share, or I thought I should wait to share until I'm kind of all the way through it, but I think it's okay to share when you're in the middle of something too. But there's just been so many, last fall, there was different things that happened that really made me question my faith, and there was just one thing after the other, and just questioning God, why is this happening, and really just questioning my entire Christianity, like, what's the point of this, and this spring, I was at kind of at the breaking point, and I didn't know what I was going to do anymore. And I thought of my oldest brother, and I sent him this very long message, and just basically, I did not mince words. I just basically asked him, like, why do you think the Christian life is worth it? Like, it doesn't make the pain easier. It doesn't, like, take that pain away. You still feel it. And he told me that, well, he needs to take a little bit of time to think through this, and he wants to give me a good answer. And so then in the meantime, Zach had found this message. I think it was titled Doubts and Missions by Matt Chandler. And I think I listened to that sermon 4 times. And there's just been so many different signs from God that he's with me. He's walking through this with me, even when he felt so far away. And I just felt like just nothing. And then I started sharing a bit of what I was going through with some others and finding out that they have struggled with that too. And I don't class this as like a deconstruction because of what all that entails, but more of a disentangling of some of my beliefs that I had before that we're not from God. And like, it's so easy to follow man-made rules because there's safety in that. Like, you don't have to question anything of what God wants for you. It's all laid out. You just follow these steps and you're good to go. And to come out of that and actually see what God has for you, what does his word actually say, can be very scary. And suddenly you feel like you're a fish out of water. But yeah, I have learned so much, and in that God has been giving me a desire to learn, and that's something I was praying for, that God give me a desire to learn and to grow. And even though it's still not like, I feel like I don't have that closeness with God, it's not like you can just go off of emotions either. Sometimes it's just pushing through. And yeah, I thank God that he's been giving me that. I've been doing a lot of reading, and I just need to know why I believe the way I believe. I've never been one to just accept it and go. Like, I need to know. And yeah, there's definitely a point where you have to have faith, but also there is so much proof out there of Jesus and his life and everything like that. And I think to answer your question of why we share, I just finished a book last night, and in it she actually had talked about sharing with others brings, or honesty brings unity and closeness in the church. And so yeah, I just want to thank everyone for what they shared.
So I got a text message, or on a social media private message, from a guy that I least expected it from. Guy that I would have hung out with some in my early teen years. And he just apologized for the way he treated me. And I probably haven't seen this guy since I was, well, I've seen him twice maybe since I was 16. And I assured him that I forgiven him a long time ago, and he said, well, you know, maybe I can go into the certain restaurant where we had last seen each other without a guilty conscience. And I was just like, wow, that's been a number of years. Why don't we go out for supper together? And then we met Wednesday night, and it was just good to chat, catch up. But it was a reminder again, you can forgive people without them asking for or apologizing to you. You please yourself. But it's also your willingness to forgive other people regardless of what they've done to you. It's also a testimony to them of God's goodness.
Yeah. Thank you.
So this week I have been debating a few questions surrounding the subject of worth in my mind, and God led me to Luke, the story of the prodigal son, and it didn't really answer the question, the particular question I was thinking, but it blessed me anyway. So the son came home and he told his father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. And that was true. Everything that he said there was true. But the father said to his servants, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. It's like the father didn't even stop to consider the question of worth. He just, it was his son. Mm-hmm. And that was beautiful to me.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say this morning's talk of perfection was profound to me, and realizing the pain and sorrow that the life brings. And also, like, it's kind of people that know me closely, I've probably told them many times. A year ago in October, my mother passed away, and she met my sister Sheila was with her when she passed away, and she was getting weaker and weaker. And in her final moment, it appears to us that she met my sister Margaret, who had died unexpectedly. She said my sister Margaret's name, and it appears she met her, and it just clinches the fact that life is real, and in the end, like, meeting Jesus and those who've passed on before is real. And it's just amazing to me, like, how real the hereafter actually is. And it's a blessing to me that we may meet my sister Margaret and Jesus and in the hereafter.
Right, thank you, church. I've been encouraged. I enjoy hearing people's testimonies testify what God is doing in our life today. When we share, and I appreciated every testimony that was shared. When we share our testimony, it does not need to be, well, 20 years ago or 30 years ago. It can be this week, and I loved how God is working in all of our lives right now, and he's continuing to work, and all honor, all glory goes to him. That's one of the key purposes of sharing and testifying, is to lift up the name of Jesus so that he receives the honor, so he receives the glory, and his kingdom is advanced as we share. So I encourage and I bless each of you this coming week, and continue to press in to the Father. Continue to experience his goodness every day. He truly does care for us. He feels our pain. He knows life on earth. He's experienced it, and he cares deeply for us, and he knows what we're going to face before we ever get there. He sees tomorrow. He's outside of today. He's in today, but he's outside of it. And he's in the tomorrow as well, and he's got a plan for each one of us. And ultimately, it is that we will live in a relationship with him. Thank you.
Okay, thank you each one for sharing this morning. Appreciate looking in the Word. One thing we can never do wrong is by reading the Word and looking at the Word, and it just builds us up, and it's really good. I don't want to miss anything. There might be some announcement here. I think I don't want to distract from the testimonies. There's an announcement back at the back corner.
An announcement for